So there was quite a few people there. There was people who had kids. So, you know, given the wind and rain and all that, they, you know, and they want their kid. They were looking for things to do with their kids. So we had quite a few kids there. It was fun to watch them dancing to the music. So that was good. And there were some seniors there who were also looking for a place to, you know, I guess go just for some company.
Any estimate on the number of people who turned out?
I think probably around 60 people throughout the afternoon. So that was good. Some people came and stayed, and some people, you know, dropped in like a kind of like an open house. But, you know, it was really good to see people out and about and talking about the storm. And, you know, I think that was important for people to make sure that everybody was okay. And so it was really, really nice to have a place to go. It was warm. The town had coffee. They were serving coffee and hot chocolate and some snacks. And, you know, they didn't say, okay, well, it's too hard with the hurricane. We just can't do it. I think what they said was, we've had to cancel 2 years in a row and we are not going to do this. We're going to figure out how to have something for the people of Sackville. So I was really happy. And it really was almost turning the Titanic. You know, there were permits that had to be, you know, moved around. The fire inspector, the sound guys knew the sound and had a whole new venue because they were going to do it outside. And now they're doing it inside, which is a whole different kettle of fish when you're doing setting up sound. And so everybody really worked hard to make this work.
That was Judith Kane, who emceed Sackville's Fall Fair events at the Curling Club on Saturday. She also provided the clip you just heard of the Carter Girls performing at that event. At Campbell's funeral home on Bridge Street, the storm knocked down a massive linden tree that stood more than 3 stories high. It fell onto the historical building, which dates back to the 1800s. Fortunately, the structure, where owner Erin Campbell lives with her young daughter Avery, appears to have sustained very little damage. Campbell spoke to CHMA on Saturday about her experience during the weekend's storm. She said high winds probably knocked down the tree around 4 a.m.
I had a friend who happened to be out that came to check it to see and showed me some pictures from outside. So because I couldn't see much from inside. So I realized how lucky we were that it hadn't all fallen in one direction. Because I think the piece that fell into the driveway was a blessing, because the other piece just kind of seemed to have just laid down on my roof, and it's just like the branches kind of held it up there. So
yeah, it's sort of resting on its branches on your roof.
Yeah.
So was the building actually damaged?
There's a little damage to the railing underneath, and as far as the rest of it goes, I can't really tell until the trees moved. I don't see any major damage. So I think we might have been very lucky that it didn't fall any harder than it did. I feel like it just kind of laid itself down there.
So yeah. In other words, it could have been a lot worse. It
could have been a lot worse. Yeah. Cause my daughter's bedroom is actually those two windows, like on the side over there. So had the whole thing gone that direction, it could have been quite a bad thing.
And you know, just what did it feel like with all the anticipation of the storm Fiona coming through and then the winds howling and so on? What was your experience like?
As the night, like as soon as it got dark, I don't usually get afraid of the weather, but this storm scared me, just the intensity of the wind.
Thanks a lot for speaking to me. Anything else to add, Erin?
No, I think maybe the only other thing is just that in midst of all the people taking photos today, there was a lot of people that just stopped or messaged me to ask if we were okay, which is kind of a really neat small town thing, I think, just to see if we needed anything. Was everybody okay? Nobody got hurt? You know, is there power? Do you have food? So that part was kind of neat. I spent a lot of my time outside today with my tea, just talking to people. So that was kind of made it a little bit more bearable.
That was Erin Campbell, owner of Campbell's Funeral Home. And to round out our coverage of the storm, we go now to an interview with Sackville resident Jonathan Scooter Clark. He's the president of Replant.ca Environmental, a company that builds demonstration forests. The company plants trees in carbon capture and environmental restoration projects and in natural provincial in municipal, provincial, and national parks. This weekend, he brought out his collection of chainsaws to help with the cleanup effort.
Okay, so I've got your post up here. Jonathan Scooter Clark, you posted on Saturday, Fall Fair in Sackville. I didn't realize that it meant that trees would actually fall on our houses, but nobody will be making fun of me today for owning 5 chainsaws. Hashtag Hurricane Fiona. Did you put those chainsaws to good use this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a very, very busy day for me yesterday and this morning. And I had to loan a few out to some other people that needed to borrow them also. Uh-huh. You know, it's just another tool. When we do our work, most of the time we're planting trees. Mm-hmm. But you tend to have trees falling down across roads or blocking access into the blocks or parks that we plant sometimes. And so I basically just, you know, they're all slightly different saws too. I have a very large, a medium, and a small in conventionals. And then I have a tiny electric arbor saw for when you're climbing trees. And then I have a pole saw for when you're trying to reach up into branches from the ground that are up above your head. So, yeah, just different tools.
So they must have come in handy. And I guess I'll mention you're actually out in the bush right now, aren't you?
Yes, we're actually planting today, and it was a project that was planned out long ago. It has nothing to do with the hurricane, but, you know, it kind of feels especially good today to be planting trees, considering all the devastation that we've seen over the past 24 hours.
Talk about your experience during this storm. Did you lose power, or were you badly affected?
We kind of assumed we'd lose power, and we were prepared for that, but we got lucky. But as far as the winds go, yeah, I lost one major tree in the front yard. And the ironic thing is it didn't even blow over. It got knocked over by the neighbor's tree falling down. So kind of like dominoes. But certainly, you know, branches down on a lot of other trees. I had a window come out. So it was a bit of a mess.
A broken window from a branch.
And a broken window. No, just from the wind.
Oh, wow. Wow. And then on Saturday, what was the aftermath like for you?
Well, I woke up on Saturday and, you know, someone was at my door talking to me about the tree that had blown down. And for a minute, I thought they were joking. And then I went outside and I thought, oh, I guess they're not joking. But, you know, I expected some problems. And so it wasn't entirely a surprise, and you know, we just got to work. But I did get a lot of calls from friends around town too that were you know, especially the ones that aren't young and using chainsaws. And so, you know, I tried to help out who I could, but yeah, there's a lot to be done still.
And that was Jonathan Scooter Clark. He spoke to CHMA on Sunday.